Begin the current daf Masech the Sanhedrin daf Yudches. Begin the manal. Begin the smata. Begin the words of the Gemara. Nimtzu comes out the Yoni Yisrael was zayin devoyis was 7 myriads v'ches alafim and 8,000 v'sheish meis and 600. And the Gemara goes through the whole cheshbon of how many judges there were. Which says, "Tame, it's a wonder because alchasu l'tuva, there's a lot missing." Because the chimafke is misamach riboyes. Because so okay, when you take out of the 60 myriads, the 600,000 people that left Mitzrayim, if you take out shisha meis, 600 l'sag alafim, which they were the over 1,000 each. So l'mishkachas basahachay, then you don't have to have after that vav alafim 6,000 l'sachay meis that are over 100 each, because they're already dayanim. And b'chiyadam afkes kalhani, when you take all them out l'mishkachas basahachay, you don't have after that l'sari chamishim yud beis alaf. You don't have 12,000 for those over 50. And because you get l'mishkachas basahachay, for sure you're not going to have after that sachay of sheish ribayis of 6 myriads, because they're already higher judges, so the calculation is not calculating for what you're missing once you already take out those judges. So v'yesh mefarshim, somebody actually explained the b'chol anisachim, all these judges, efshadav azikainim, maybe they were elders, yisirim mimnei samach, older than 60. K'tam v'yesh nechlim, the gemara says, babastav kafchalfa mabez, olay nimnu pachas mimnei eschim, we actually did not count in the 600,000 under 20, b'yisirim mimnei shishim, over the age of 60. Now, truth is, now those which were over 10, that's not a concern at all. Because even if they were from those that were over age and 20 and under 60, because they were actually part of the calculation. Because each one was sag al tisha, was over 9, but and he was the 10th one. Now, however, some explain the cheshman is kachashiv. It's just the calculation of the leadership position that I counted. That nimnu first, we count those over 10, and those which were distinguished from them, nismanu l'sagei chamishim, then they get appointed to higher over 50. And those that are more chashuv m'sagei chamishim, when nismanu l'sagei meis to over 100, m'sagei meis bira chashuv l'sagei alafim, over than 1,000. But you're right, it wasn't really that amount of judges, it's just that that's how it went. It went that cheshbon, but then they were then became part of the later calculations of higher judges, and you're right, it wasn't that final amount of judges. It was just that amount of appointments. But again, some had already had a previous appointment. We shall return to you the first paragraph of the Sanhedrin, Dina Mamnes B'Shleisha, with Taisis. And now we begin, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the second paragraph, Paragraph and Gadol, in the opening words of Kohen Gadol Dan, which the Gemara says, Pshita, well, obviously, claim in other words, Lomali Lamisni Dan, why do I need to say that the Kohen Gadol judge? Why wouldn't he? The Gemara answers, you're right, Dan, it's for the other half of the Chiddush, that he could be judged. Because the Sulkit, that he would have thought to say, Dementech good loss because of his greatness, ain't Dan, nice, you cannot judge him. So, but Dan, Ktani Agav Dan, and the fact that he could judge is taught because of that he could be judged. Upar the Gemara asks, oh, Hanami Pshita, that's also obvious. Claim in other words, keeping the Pshita law the Dan, so Tais explains, in other words, since it's obvious to us that he could judge, Pshita Nami the Dan, and then obviously he could be judged because he loved the Dan, Mechulu, he cannot be judged, etc. Like the Gemara says, then you have to be able to be judged to then judge. And says Tais, but Loi Mashani, the Gemara does not answer the Sulkit, the Chimini would have thought to say, the Ain Dan, and I say, oh, you would have thought you cannot judge him. And since you can't judge him, who ain't a dun, he cannot judge. No, the Gemara doesn't say that. Why? Because then it would still be difficult. Listening dun levad. Just say that he could judge. And then I would know the dun knows that you could judge him. See, but the Gemara doesn't say it the way we just said it. The Gemara just says, well, then it's pashut. Not that it was a sakat adachamina. It says to me a question, but it's difficult because Gabi Melech, by the case of the king, listen, the Mishnah should just say then, Loidonin. They cannot judge. Vidin Shabbat, they will know that it cannot be judged. And they will know that in the Dun they cannot judge. Mishnah Miskaishu, like we said, because Kshayt Achayim Vachakak Kshayt Atzma Vachakak Kshayt Achayim. So why do you have to say both halachas by the king? What you can say is the late dummy. No, it's not comparable. Why? Because the body got bekayin. No, most definitely by the kain gadol. Kiven the tana don. Once you say that he judges, levelay lemisni don and bechin. That's what you say. That you shouldn't say that he can be judged. Obviously, avagabi melech. But by the case of the king in kusha, it's not difficult. Amai katoni. Why we're saying loy don? Why doesn't he judge? Because kiven the tana lemikamei. Laidan, since you before and already said that you can that you're saying it before that he cannot be judged. So, yeah, you have to say that he can't judge because that itself is important. That because it was being said first. In other words, by the case of the Reisha, the Gemara had that as a question because saying he could judge others, obviously that means that by default he has to be able to be judged. But the Seifa, which is saying that's what we're saying. From it is possible that you could judge him even though the king cannot judge others, and therefore there is a chiddush in saying that he cannot judge. Moreover, says Agav the Tony Kohen Gadol. Another way of explaining this is also because once he's saying by the Kohen Gadol Don Badonin that he judges and he's judged, so Tony Kabi Melech Tavayu. So we say by King both of them. You're right; you didn't have to say both, but once we said they're both, so we say Loidon, but Loidonin he doesn't judge and he's not judged. Dochanami Kitani, because that's also how we say by Meidin Oisai, by the case of testimony of the Kohen Gadol, and Vlemi Meidin Kabi Melech. And that you don't testify by the king, Avagav to Leid Srichi, even though it's not necessary, because the Bechlal Don Nice, because that's included in the same halacha, which is the same idea that you already know. And El Meshum, the Tanakh Abed Donin, so Tanin Ami Meid, Umi Eden. So, therefore, that's why it's not difficult why we said it. Just for the contrast. Now, Taiz bother. Why didn't the Gemara discuss Hachi this? In other words, you discuss regarding the ratio of the Mishnah, why didn't you discuss here also, like, okay, but why is it necessary? So it says, no, Mishim Dab Shita, because obvious, the Tani B'Seifa, Agav Reisha, because once we said the ratio, we say the Seifa too. Kach Metzasi B'Prishas Harab Reb Trevish B'Shmai. So Taiz says, and this is how I found in the commentary of Reb Trevish in his name. Now, says Taisus, b'chinim dachak, but it's really for nothing that he was pushing this interpretation, l'dakti kach, to make this dikdukim, to explain the Gemara like this, and that's why didn't answer in the beginning, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, to say that the says Taisus because the Vadil Olam, the truth is, Bein Gabi Melech, both by the king, and Bein Gabi Kohen Gadol, Iyesh Chiddush, if there's a novelty, Omidan, whether from him judging or being judged, so it says, In Lahakshah Shum Dover, it's not true, like, you don't have to be a doctor, like he was saying, to answer all these dikdukim. There's no real question. The lama leila misnik abekayin gadol. Why should he say abekayin gadol? Don and I say, oh, if that you could judge him if he's judging. Of course, like we said, that he could be judged. Rabbi Melech and by regarding the king, loydon that he cannot judge. That's not difficult. The keeping the yeshem chiddush b'milse. Once there's some novelty in this teaching, tanizak. It says one because of the other one. It says v'teita da'achim pshit leida shas. Says you should know this because it's obvious to the Gemara, the Parah Chacha Pshita, claim, in other words, Lama Lama Misni Dan, well, why should we say the case of judging? Mishan, the Gemara answers, Dan Noise Itzchale, that, yeah, the necessity is that he could be judged. And that is the Agav Dan Noise Tani Dan, that because we said we judge him, so we say he judges. So, that the Gemara itself is saying this idea. Now, so it says, Vafilach, even so in Lahakshas, you can't ask, Amai loy Mishani, why in the Gemara answer, the Mishmachi Tani Dun Badun Naisai? Well, yeah, it said, judge and being judged, Mishum Di Lay Tani Yishum Dava, because we didn't say anything. I was like, I would have thought to say, Dain Dun Naisai, that you cannot judge him, and Matech Kach in the Dun, and therefore you can't judge. Mishum is Kaishu. So it says, no, the Adab, to the contrary, Li Idach Kisad, we would say the other way. Ilav Tani Shum Dava, Bekan Godel, if we wouldn't have taught anything, I would have said from logic, the Dun, Shapir, that of course he could judge. Because he's significant, he can't judge. Now, but Kima the Dun, since he could judge even Nami Dainin Alayz, and obviously we could judge him because of that halacha of Kshayt Asmucha, and therefore it says like Kashmidi, so there's no difficulty at all in all these Dikdukim, and we say this idea that that it's Agav that that we say one because of the other. Next says Masal to in the words of the Gemara, Vodit Nan. That this they were learned in the Mishnah. So Tais explains. I mean, he's coming to explain Kohen Gadol. Why is this parak Kohen Gadol? Bossa parakama after the first parak. Mishum de Aidi de Tanya be parakama. Since we learned the first parak, Mil de Kohen Gadol, the halachas of a Kohen Gadol, as we spoke about there, how many judges are needed to judge him. It's a pasuk, so it stopped v'shayrele, and it discussed it. Father Tonle, Ma'ilu Shemelech, and once we spoke about the Ma'ilu of the Kohen Gadol, we spoke about the levels of the king, the Chashmin is more significant than the Kohen Gadol, and then afterwards it goes back to the topic, the Lachas of Judges.